Good morning. It's March 5th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. Bitcoin's value has rocketed past the $65,000 mark, edging closer to its all-time high. This surge has not only captivated the attention of investors worldwide, but has also pushed the cryptocurrency market cap to a record-breaking high above $1.3 trillion. The momentum behind Bitcoin's ascent is generating a buzz around the potential for exchange-traded funds, sparking increased investor interest and anticipation of strong demand in this area. Cryptocurrency analyst Michael van de Poppe has thrown a spotlight on the altcoin market, predicting a significant rally that could see major altcoins experiencing substantial surges. This forecast comes at a time when investment trends are noticeably shifting from Bitcoin to meme coins and other significant altcoins, including Solana and Cardano. Both of these cryptocurrencies have demonstrated remarkable growth, signaling a broader market movement towards altcoin investments. However, amidst this bullish momentum, analysts are sounding a note of caution. They warn of a potential 33% price correction post-Bitcoin halving, a scenario that underscores the importance of closely monitoring support and resistance levels for insights into future price action. This advice is particularly pertinent for investors looking to navigate the volatile cryptocurrency market, emphasizing the need for vigilance and strategic planning in investment decisions. In the digital age, a new evolution is unfolding in the realm of online payments, spearheaded by the rise of cryptocurrency gateways such as Pushdin AMX 30K token. These platforms are not just changing the way we think about money, they're redefining the speed and security of online transactions. Cryptocurrency gateways like Pushdin AMX 30K token are at the forefront, transforming online payments by offering unprecedented speed and enhanced security. UniPayment and similar platforms are stepping up, making it easier for businesses worldwide to adopt crypto payments. These services promise lower transaction fees and improved security, making them attractive to global markets. The real game changer, however, lies in the capabilities of digital currencies such as Ethereum and Bitcoin. They're revolutionizing micropayments with minimal transaction fees and lightning-fast processing, ideal for small-scale financial exchanges. This unmatched efficiency is not just a theoretical advantage. It's a practical solution that's already making waves in the digital economy. But it's not just about the technology. Regulatory efforts are also in play, aiming to strike a balance between leveraging the benefits of cryptocurrencies and mitigating their potential risks. This ongoing development of regulatory frameworks is crucial for the sustainable growth of digital currencies in global commerce. The integration of cryptocurrencies into daily transactions is more than just a trend. It's a significant leap forward in the digital economy. By streamlining and enhancing the efficiency of micropayments, digital currencies are setting the stage for a new era of financial transactions, promising a future where digital payments are faster, more secure, and more accessible than ever before. In a twist that sounds like it's straight out of a cyber thriller novel, governments around the globe are amassing Bitcoin, turning the digital currency landscape into an arena of high-stakes intrigue. At the heart of this narrative is the United States government, now one of the largest holders of Bitcoin, with a stash nearing 200,000 Bitcoins valued at approximately $12.1 billion. This vast reserve of digital wealth has been accumulated through seizures and asset forfeitures in various criminal cases, including a notable haul from the Bitfinex hackers. These actions underscore the increasing intersection of traditional law enforcement activities with the digital currency space. Moreover, the transparency of these government transactions with Bitcoin reveals that the U.S. now controls close to 1% of all Bitcoins in existence, marking a significant foothold in the cryptocurrency world. The plot thickens with exiled whistleblower Edward Snowden's prediction that a national government will soon be outed for secretly buying Bitcoin. Adding to the mystery is the enigmatic Mr. 100, an anonymous figure making substantial Bitcoin purchases, sparking rumors of government involvement behind the scenes. Across the pond, the UK government is not being left behind in the crypto race, having seized a notable amount of Bitcoin itself, and recently passed legislation to broaden its powers over the seizure and freezing of cryptocurrency assets. This growing trend of government intervention in the Bitcoin market not only highlights the digital currency's increasing legitimacy, but also suggests a future where powerful governments see strategic value in maintaining their own Bitcoin reserves. As the lines between digital and traditional assets blur, the role of Bitcoin on the world stage appears to be evolving, with national governments playing an increasingly central part. In a remarkable display of digital asset valuation, Node Monkeys, an individual Ordinals NFT project, has shattered records with a sale surpassing $1 million in Bitcoin. This milestone not only underscores the project's soaring popularity, but also marks a pivotal moment in the Bitcoin NFT marketplace. Let's dive deeper into this phenomenon. Node Monkeys has quickly ascended to become the top-selling Ordinals NFT project, with a recent sale of a single NFT fetching 17 Bitcoin, equivalent to $1.08 million. This sale is not just a record for Node Monks, but also stands as the second-highest Ordinals sale ever, highlighting the project's significant impact on the NFT landscape. The price of Node Monks has seen an astronomical rise, with the cheapest listed NFT now demanding nearly $54,400, indicating a robust increase in market valuation. This surge in value is reflective of the broader trend in the Bitcoin NFT space, where sales volumes for Bitcoin Ordinals have reached parity with those of Ethereum NFTs. For the first time, Bitcoin NFT sales have edged out Ethereum, driven by a spike in demand for Node Monks NFTs, with a notable transaction involving a Bitcoin whale acquiring 6 Node Monks for approximately $3.35 million. The project's market capitalization now exceeds $550 million, ranking it third after industry giants CryptoPunks and Bored Ape Yacht Club. This remarkable ascent is further validated by the upcoming Sotheby's auction of Gavin the Monkey, an NFT from the Node Monkeys collection, signaling mainstream acceptance and interest. As Bitcoin's price approaches its all-time high, and with significant events like the upcoming halving on the horizon, the market is ripe with anticipation for further growth in both Bitcoin's value and the burgeoning Bitcoin NFT market. This surge in interest and value reflects not just the potential of Node Monks, but also the growing allure of Bitcoin NFTs as a whole, suggesting a vibrant future for digital collectibles on the Bitcoin blockchain. In the world of cryptocurrency, a significant movement of 43 million XRP tokens, worth over $27 million, to major exchanges has caught the market's attention. This whale activity within the XRP ecosystem raises questions about its potential ripple effects on market sentiment and pricing, especially as Ripple navigates through turbulent legal waters with the SEC. The SEC's decision to extend the deadline in the Ripple lawsuit underscores the case's complexity and its critical importance to the future of the cryptocurrency sector. This legal battle is not just about Ripple. It's a litmus test for the regulatory framework that will govern the entire cryptocurrency landscape. As speculation mounts over a possible settlement between Ripple and the SEC, market observers are on high alert, gauging the impact such developments could have on XRP's market dynamics and investor confidence. The outcome of this legal skirmish is poised to be a watershed moment for the cryptocurrency industry. It could significantly influence the regulatory environment, shaping the future of how digital assets are governed and interacted with on a global scale. As the situation unfolds, the cryptocurrency community remains vigilant, understanding that the implications of this case extend far beyond Ripple and XRP, potentially setting precedents for the broader ecosystem. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.